Welcome to episode 85 of Desi Geek Girls. I'm Swapna Krishna.
And I'm Preeti Chipper, and we are recording on Tuesday, March 26th. I know. It's been a minute.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. But I think that's kind of what this episode is going to be about. This is just sort of, we had some conversations and wanted to sort of figure out how to keep this going in a way that made sense for us, in a way, because we both want to keep going.
Yes. But we're also both at a point where neither of us are keeping up with the release schedule of anything. And I'm not watching a lot of TV or movies. We were talking about, like, what was the last movie I watched? And I think I finally watched Wakanda Forever, 4 months ago. And I cannot tell you what the movie I watched before that was the last movie. It's just product of limited time. And, I'm reading a lot, which is great. And I want to keep doing that. And then similar for you. And so neither of us are keeping up with things. And so it's just kind of figuring out how to do this podcast without tying it to what's coming out or having watching homework, because that puts pressure on us and we don't want that.
It's pressure. And it's, when we started this, 6 years ago, I think, it was a different sort of more manageable schedule of things that were coming out, where it was like there's a movie or there was a thing. And now I feel like I can't even wrap my head around how quickly and how just much there is. And yes. It's like, how do you even schedule something like that when the pandemic, I think, shifted viewing habits quite a bit for both of us. Like, I don't really go to the movies anymore. Nope. I went to my first movie.
You went to see Dune 2, right?
I went to see Dune 2, and it was my first movie since, I think, Birds of Prey in 2020.
How was the movie and how was the watching experience?
I mean, the watching experience was amazing. It was I love this. I want to continue to do this, but I have immunocompromised people in my life, and so you have to unfortunately, individually risk assess every choice you make.
Yes.
And risk assess for the people who are in your life. So
yes.
It was we went in the middle of the day, to a theater that's very close and new. And it was seeing something like that, it brought me back to when I saw, I think, Gravity in IMAX, which is one of the coolest things that I've ever seen. So obviously, there is a want to continue to be able to discuss pop culture and things like that. But I think we want to do it now in a way. We were talking about what is our tagline? What is the way? What is our thesis or one liner?
Right.
And you said we were bandying about all these things and sort of generalizing. And you were talking culture and community on our terms. And I think that's kind of what it comes down to.
Yes. Basically, it's we still want to talk about the shows we like. For example, I think we're going to do a Percy Jackson season one probably in the next few weeks. But it's not going to be tied to release schedules. It's not going to be tied to, when studios or, streaming platforms are pushing stuff. It's just going to be when we want to talk about something, we will talk about it. That's kind of the plan.
Well, what I think was fun about what we sort of also decided was we're going to cover Percy Jackson, but we want to sort of focus on, rather than narratively sort of linear, a linear conversation about what the show does from a narrative perspective, I think we want to look at specific angles for the things we want to cover.
Yeah.
So with Percy Jackson, we're let's talk about adaptations. Let's talk about sort of how, where we see successes and where we see sort of not quite so great successes, right?
Yeah.
And that's sort of the approach I think we want to take moving forward with the stuff that we're covering, whether it is something like a Percy Jackson or it's space stuff that you are spending a lot of your time on these days and want to bring into this space, which I think
exactly
makes sense.
I'm not going to inflict this on you, but right now I'm reading this book about the Space Shuttle Challenger launch decision. So the organizational culture at NASA and the decisions, the small decisions that went into launching the space shuttle for that last time when they knew there were all these red flags and they knew, did they know though? They didn't, according to their own culture, and safety is a huge issue. Nobody compromised on safety. And that's kind of the shocking thing anyway, but it's being able to bring something like that into this space that I'm super into right now, to talk about it in a way that doesn't force you to read this like 600-page like book on
like work, I love you and I love culture. Our conversations. Yes,
but
however,
no, but like maybe like bringing that into talking about like decision making or talking about and maybe connecting that to something in pop culture and like pop culture related. One thing I'm really interested in keeping an eye on is the fifth season of Star Trek Discovery. I can tell you, having watched a little bit of it so far, I think it premieres on April 5th. But like the pacing is, in my opinion, I think the fourth season really suffered pacing wise. Fifth season is much, the pacing is much better. And so like talking about things like that, like how do you kind of renew a series that has, you know, this is the final season. They didn't know that going into season five, but how do you, you know, how do you focus, like talking about that structure, that pacing, maybe what didn't work in season four versus works in season five. Talk about that sort of thing versus just like, this is what they did. This is where they went. This is what they talked about.
Because now I'm like, when we talk about, whenever we talk about pacing or like anyone is speaking about pacing, I always think of like the Vampire Diaries because it's one of the most wildly paced shows I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it's so good. And good in the sense of like it keeps you like your heart rate up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Vampire Diaries aired like on network television.
Yes.
Had I think 23 or something episodes like that in the first season. And so how has streaming shifted our idea of what pacing works and what pacing doesn't work, and access to like not appointment television, but whenever we want it television, like how does it change our perspective as people who are watching or reading or engaging with these stories of what works from a pacing perspective and what doesn't? Like, I think those are like fascinating conversations. And that I think is sort of what we want to bring now.
Yes. Not that I think our previous discussions were boring, but I think they required us both to have like deeply engaged with the material, which like now, like talking about pacing, you don't even have to watch Star Trek Discovery. Like I can talk to you about, you know, here were the problems before, here were the problems now, and we can get into it on pacing without you having have to sit through 4 to 5 seasons of a show. And I think that's what's key here, being able to continue to engage. And sometimes I think we will still do like our like fandom, you know, swaps or whatever, because I think that's a lot of fun. But I think it's also like being able to talk about things without us both having to do, like I said, homework.
Mm-hmm. Which is so much harder these days.
It
somehow.
It is. It's so, like, I don't know what it is, because like sometimes I'm like, my life isn't significantly busier than it was, you know, like I don't know. Maybe it's like having an active 5-year-old versus like a baby who like slept. I don't know what it is, but like, I'm like, I cannot find the time to watch like TV, to watch movies, even though I know I have time. It's just like there's other things I'd rather be doing, frankly. It's prioritization,
and it's also, like I said, I do think the sheer amount is something like something that I think didn't quite translate from comics to sort of the Marvel sphere is that idea of the event.
Yes,
because if you're reading a comic book event, I will skip the things I don't care about. I'm like, I'm not watching this, or I'm not reading this. And I'll have a little editorial note somewhere in that comic book that tells me what I need to know. And then I can move on. Movies and TV don't work like that, right?
No.
At least not now. And so once you miss one thing, all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm behind. And then it all starts to like add up and you're like, now I'm so behind, I don't feel like I can ever really catch up.
Yeah.
So that's one thing, is just the sheer amount of stuff that is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is like after the pandemic, and it got so much harder to see the movies, and it got so much harder to like be able to just like access the stuff. Then that was another reason that you're like, how do I even do this?
And I think all it's that just to say, caring. Though, yeah, I think it's just caring too. Like
it's hard.
There are times. Well, like for example, like the new Star Wars series, The Acolyte. Super interested in that, but like generally speaking, like Star Wars is not exciting me right now. And so it's just kind of like, how do we recognize that aspects of this aren't exciting us and still cover things and still talk about things. Where when you're like talking about something like Marvel, where you kind of do have to engage with everything to understand what's going on.
It's hard because you're like, how do I even wrap my head around this anymore? Yes. Which like I want to sort of, but also I want to do, there's so much else. Like, I think something that we will talk about in some fashion is Monkey Man, that they've Patel movie that's coming out in April. That I'm so, so excited about. I mean, after the Green Knight from a few years ago, like having him come back in this like very South Asian and Hindu inspired movie is going to be so fascinating. And I think there's a lot that we can discuss from that perspective. And so, I mean, this is like a longer thing than we were thinking.
Like, we're going to talk for 5 minutes, but also we like talking to each other. So, which is like part of why we want to bring this back. Like I'm just like, I miss talking to Preeti about stuff she loves because it's so much fun. Mm-hmm. Like, and so that's part of why we're like, okay, let's figure out a way to do this. And I'll like that is not, you know, that works for both of us on our terms. And so I think this will. I'm really excited to get back to it. And so hopefully we'll get back to a monthly recording schedule.
That is the goal. We have our episode recordings are scheduled for now April and May, I'm pretty sure.
I think the rest of the year.
Rest of the year we've scheduled. We have ideas in mind for what we want to talk about. Obviously, like, if we also want to hear, I think, from what people like. It's been a minute for those of you who have stuck with us. Thank you. We appreciate it. And hopefully this isn't too far off from what you signed up for, from what you wanted to hear to begin with, which is a unique perspective on sort of the art and culture that is coming out around us.
Yes.
It'll just be less timely, perhaps.
Probably.
Because life.
Yes. I don't think we're the only ones feeling this way, though. So all right, it's been like, what, 4 months since Percy Jackson wrapped, but we're going to talk about it now. I think like people will be into that.
Yeah, hopefully.
Or
we'll
not.
Find out.
Then we'll just talk to each other and nobody will listen. It's fine. I know. I don't mind.
It's fine. And yeah, I guess that's that, huh?
Yeah. So we will be back probably early April.
I'm
back.
Going on vacation.
Yes, I was like, yeah, you're going on vacation, and I was like, I'm doing the eclipse early April. Okay, we will be back in late April with our like first real episode in a while, but I hope you all enjoy this little interlude. And like, yeah, like Preeti said, if there's something you want to hear about, or there's you know, if you want to hear Preeti and me talk about like the furor around the whole Kate Middleton thing, which she and I, like, neither of us are royal people, and both of us have been like very like, I just think that the whole thing was very interesting in terms of like a social and culture perspective.
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to hear our thoughts on anything, just let us know. And we will definitely be keeping an eye out for any suggestions or thoughts.
Mm-hmm. We are part of the Hard Knock Life podcast network. You can find all the podcasts in the Hard Knock Media family at hardknockmedia.com. That's NOC for Nerds of Color.
So you can find Preeti and I both on Blue Sky. I am at swapnakrishna.com.
And I am at runwithscissors.bsky.social because I haven't figured out how to do stuff yet.
I know. We are both, maybe we should do an episode on platform building.
For real.
Post Twitter, because like it has been, I will tell you, things have been really rough. But for now, Blue Sky is probably the best place to find both of us. And I don't even remember if Daisy Geek Girls has a Blue Sky account. I think we do though.
We did sign up for it. Yeah. I'm pretty sure we signed up for it.
Yeah. So it's at daisygeekgirls.bsky.social. But as you can tell, we're not really checking that. So we will. We'll start. Okay.
We're going to.
And until next time.
We'll see you in hell.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.